press the red button.
In our parsha, we read the story of Avraham Avinu. We read about how Avraham tries to fulfill the will of God. God says, take your son, take him to the mountaintop, and slaughter him as a sacrifice. A very difficult thing to do for anyone. And Avraham says, okay, I'm going to try, I'm going to do it. And Avraham does so. He brings his son, who's so confused. And they get to the mountaintop, and they say, he gets there and he says, okay, we're rolling. You know, here we are. We're doing it. And he takes out the knife and he puts him on the thing and he says, I'm doing it. I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'm going to have to slaughter my son. And at that very moment, God calls down from heaven and he says, Avraham, Avraham. He calls out, Avraham, Avraham. He says, what is it? Don't do it. And it's those words that ring in our ears. You read them in the Torah. Avraham, Avraham. God is screaming out. Why is he screaming out to Avraham? Why does he say his name twice? What is that? What's the message? What is Hashem trying to express? And the rabbis, Chazal, teach us a number of ideas. First and foremost, it's a matter of desperation. Right? Someone's about to fall off a ridge. You scream out, hey, Avraham, Avraham! Right? Don't do it. Don't kill him, right? One interpretation, which makes a lot of sense, a very human interpretation. Perhaps, right, even when we call out, as we know, Hashem, Hashem, we say it in Yom Kippur many times, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Racha, Mechanan, right? We call out to God in moments of desperation. Chazal have other ideas as to what that two names of Hashem are, but one concept certainly is this, right? We call out to God in Yom Kippur, Hashem, Hashem, right? We're in trouble, so we call out, fine. There's another interpretation, which is an expression of chiba, an expression of love. When you love someone, just call them again. Not just once. Say, honey, honey, right? Like, you know, hey, Moshele, Moshele, right? What are you doing? Avram, Avram. That's another interpretation. But the interpretation that touches me, perhaps most today, that I'd like to share with you, is as follows. But the rabbis teach us that God was calling out to Avram Avinu on the mountain. That was only the first Avram. But God is actually calling out to two different Avrams. God is talking to two different people. One of them was on the mountaintop with his son. And the other one was far, far away across the sands of history. One of them was, so to speak, happening in the moment. And one of them is happening ever since. One of them is the Avram who lived in the times of the Torah. And the other one is every Avram who has lived since. That God is calling out to Avram Avinu at that moment. And he's saying, Avram, wait! You have something I need you to do. There's something I need you to do. You can't do that. That's Yitzhak. I need him. He's going to be the father of the Jewish people. Don't kill him. I was like, listen, God, you told me to. I'm going to do it. He said, no, Avram, don't do it. You have a mission. Don't do it. And Avram hears the call. He says, okay, God, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'm hearing the mission. But then there's another Avram. And who is that? That is every Avram since. That is the Avram who lives today. There are thousands of Avrams in the world. Thousands since then. Even today, many thousands. And what is their relationship with the Jewish people? What is their relationship with Jewish history? What is their relationship with God? Says Chazal, you know what the relationship is? God is desperately trying to get through to them. You know? He's dialing them. He's sending them WhatsApps and messages. Avram! Avram! I need you to know something! I need you to do something! You have a mission. You have a job. I need your help. You have something you need to do. Please, please, please. All eyes are on you. Do what you need to do. This is not just true of Avram. This is true of Moshe. Reading the Torah, God says, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, Shmuel, Shmuel. You know how many Moshes there are walking around the world? You know how many Yaakovs there are walking around the world? And of course, that's just Bazeh v'limad alzeh. It's just an expression in regards to all people. These examples, but it's true of all people. Whoever you are, any Jew all over the world, Hashem is calling. Hashem is calling each and every individual, each and every Jew across time. He's saying, Avram, Avram. And my name happens to be Avram. So for me, it's like, I think I can hear it. You know, it's like, you got to do something for me. I need you. I need you. You have a special job that only you can do. And I so much so that I need to call you. I need to call you. I need to call out to you. I need to let you know what your job is, to make sure that you don't let the Jewish people down. You don't leave Jewish history down. Every person is being called by God directly, by name. By name, Hashem calls out to us. Hashem calls to us and He says, I have something I need you to take care of. I need you very badly. You're my man. Avram, please. Avram, please. And I meet a lot of people who are wandering, kind of lost, not sure what, you know, where their place is, where they belong, what their purpose is. And this is such an important message. The Torah calls out to us. The Torah teaches us. Hashem is teaching us. Every person has something that they need to do in this world. They have their own contribution. They have their own very important mission. They have their own talents. And God has set them up with the perfect time, you know, in world history, with the perfect families, even though they don't think so, and the perfect friends, even though they don't think so. They are like a on the set. That's their job to pull the trigger when the time is right. Hashem is calling us. You know, Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, he used to teach that many of us, many Jews, we know the famous Jewish teaching. What's that? Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. Every Jew has a place in the world to come. A famous teaching. A lot of Jews know that. But what some people forget is an additional teaching which is so valuable, and that is, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek b'olam hazeh. Every Jew also has a mission, has a place, has a share in this world. What is your share? What is your place? What is your mission? What is your job? Hashem is calling us. Hashem is calling you, right? And we need to hear. We need to hear the voice of God as He calls out that second time, right? Across time, we need to hear Hashem's voice. And we need to get up and act and fulfill our specific job in this world. So let's listen in. Let's listen close. Let's hear our names. Let's get up and do what we need to do. May you dream big, and may all your dreams come true.
I'm fired.